After conflicting court rulings and pushback from lawmakers, traffic cameras have all but disappeared in Ohio. Drivers complained the cameras were more fundraising tools than public safety devices. Some argued a police officer should be present to issue a ticket for speeding or running a red light. Now, a central Ohio township has rolled out a new traffic camera system, which is part automation, part officer controlled.
117.
I go up here. This gentleman owns this property. He said we could sit on his property anytime we want to and run radar.
It's early afternoon, and Franklin Township Police Officer Jeff Francis takes up a spot in a driveway along Climb Road. He's on traffic duty, and he explains how the township's new speed camera works. He pulls out a tablet, selects the street.
It shows speed limit was 35, so the enforced speed will be 47.
Then he levels the radar gun, fitted out with a camera unit on one side, and waits. It doesn't take long. In no time, he's logged four tickets.
We're going to make five, as it believes. That was at 56 miles an hour in a 35 zone.
He says the camera allows him to catch far more speeders than if he turned on his lights and chased them down. That's because he doesn't have to pull the drivers over. The camera snaps a picture, the computer reads the license plate, and the driver gets a ticket in the mail a few days later.
We've been here maybe an hour, if that, and I know we've got at least 10, maybe 15, and the old-fashioned way, if we clock them on radar and went after them, we may have been able to do it. Processed maybe three of them, four at the most.
The month-old program is the township's solution to enforcing speed limits with a small police force. Local leaders contract with a company called Gatso. It provides the cameras and handles most of the paperwork in exchange for a 37% cut of the revenue. Franklin Township officers review the tickets before they're sent to drivers. One of them showed up in Martha Renda's mailbox.
With a picture of my van going down Climb Road, going over the speed limit. However, I wasn't driving. My husband was.
Her husband, Guy, isn't allowed to use the van for the time being, and he readily admits he was speeding. But it doesn't sit well with him that the officer didn't pull him over.
But she's right. You know, if I got a ticket, come and get me. You know, pull me over. That's what they're there for. You know, if they're, I don't know where he was hiding at, where he was sitting at. Who knows? Could be in a driveway, could be anywhere. But if you're going to get somebody, get somebody.
You can contest the citations, but Martha says it would have been a hassle, and they could have been on the hook for court fees. Franklin Township trustee Ari Alex defends the program. Alex says speeding is the biggest complaint he hears about from voters.
We don't have sidewalks, and we have very narrow roads, and a lot of our main roads in the township are cut-throughs to other bigger roads, and so a lot of people use them to cut through, and so people speed through them pretty quickly, making a dangerous situation.
The Rendas actually agree. But complain officers are focusing on places like Climb Road, a broad three-lane highway, rather than more residential areas. They say drivers regularly speed down their street or pass stop school buses on nearby Brown Road. According to Police Chief Byron Smith, school traffic is his primary focus.
We have, I want to say, six, seven schools. We have one in particular close to here that the speeding is just rampant during the school time.
The figures are striking. Instead of nabbing 15 speeders in an hour, in front of Harmon Elementary, Officer Francis catches about 20 cars in just 25 minutes. Smith says the cameras can dramatically cut back on the time officers spend working on traffic enforcement.
Which is a very low-level violation to start with, and we can put more time into having the officers be in the neighborhoods and address some of the drug complaints that we get.
Trustee Alex says they haven't heard complaints yet, but he expects them. The program began with 2 weeks of warning notices. Since it went live November 19th, they've issued slightly more than 650 citations, netting the city about $40,000 in 3 weeks. To the Rendas, that feels like local officials looking for easy money. But to Alex and Chief Smith, those figures indicate the severity of the problem. Nick Evans, WOSU News.